And he progressed and improved the farm, and my was a good farmer. And well, I could give you more details of that too, but well, I don't think we'll expand on it just now.
All right, well, maybe we'll go back to when you were a little boy then. Peter, what was it like at home? What was your house like?
Well, I don't know if we should expand on this. My father was too interested in times past to modernise his farm or his land, and I think it's... I think we should leave that bit of the story.
Alrighty-o. Well, what about school then?
Well, a local school, age 5 to 14. I went, it was the usual thing. School in the morning, home at night, no school meals.
What did you do for your lunch then?
Oh, you had a piece.
Oh, you had a piece.
Jam and loaf and a biscuit, usually. And in summer, maybe a bottle of milk, but you survive. You have done that when you come home. And, well, the education was just the local education. But when you hear the modern times of children leaving school unable to read and write, I can't remember anybody leaving the Stennis school who couldn't read and write and count. The only exception was one that was a Mongol, and she was anyway.
Was it a one-room school or was
no,
it?
No, two. Big end and the PD end.
Was there just the one teacher?
Or? No, two teachers.
Two teachers.
The one teacher taught up to class 3 till about the age of 9 or so, I suppose. And yes.
What did you enjoy most about the school?
I don't know. Going home. Well, I did reasonably well at the school. It ended up, I was, in the last year, I had begun some book that had answers in it. So it was rather interesting, shall we say. But I was always interested in numbers. It seems to have passed on to the next generation a bit.
So what was the school day like? When did it start?
Oh, 9:30 in the morning, till 4 o'clock. Then there was PD play and big play. PD play at 11 o'clock, where you're out for a run. And when I worked the top of the day, where you had your piece and more or less played for other games was going. And the teacher had his dinner.
Did he bring that with him as well, or?
Oh no, the school. Well, the schoolhouse was just next door, and he went home for his dinner. Mm-hmm.
So, what sort of games did you play?
Oh, just generally kick a football, hide and seek. There's no more places to hide, but all the games were nothing important, you might say.
And did you have lots of friends at the school? How many children would there be in the school?
About 50.
Oh, that's. Mm-hmm. Any particular friends that you remember?
Oh, well, I could name them, most of them I haven't photographed yet. But there was a reunion of the... How many years was it after
the school centenary, you mean?
Well, that might have been it. There was organised a reunion, gathered as many old pupils as they could, and got pictures taken and so on like that. It's really something exceptional.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to the school building then?
Well, still, it's the West Mainland Daycare Centre now. They wanted a new school. The school was old-fashioned. I said in the time, why did they not take out the furnishes it was and modernise the inside of the thing? The building was good. Oh no, the building was bad. Walls were weak and so on like that. So anyway, a new school was built. Then they needed a well-spent daycare centre and decided to do it in the Stennis school. And of course it had to be re-roofed and things like that. And they said the walls were exceptionally good then, of course. So, but anyway, it's now the daycare centre. It seems to be working well.
So did you get a lot of homework at school?
Oh no, very little.
So when school was over, that was it, really?
Yes.
And what about the school holidays? Did you spend them at home or did you?
Oh yes, all that. No thought of it. Well, no, a week in with my mother. My grandparents up in Dombey, usually. 1 week in the summer holidays.
Did they live in Dombey itself?
Just outside. But I might remark my mother, when she went to school, she was the last one of the Dombey school, got exception in summer to go herding.
So you were there until you were 14?
That's right. Left school at 14 and thought I was grown up.